I almost thought about bringing up DVDs in this episode because Netflix just sent out their final DVD.
What? Yeah. I didn't even know they were still renting DVDs.
Yeah, they at the beginning of the year, they were making $1 million a year still off the DVD rental. And by the end of this year, it dropped to to basically 50,000 a week. And
not worth it.
Yeah. So they did... They made $6 million. They were only going to make $6 million by the end of this year.
Only?
Yeah, but when it's a $20 billion industry, you know, like yeah. the streaming industry. So
the movies are getting better on there.
They are.
They added Spider-Man 2. I was stoked about that.
So they just, this last week, you could order any DVD and you didn't have to send it back.
You just could keep it? How much was it?
Same price.
Free? Free with your... thing, your subscription. Question: if you had a streaming subscription, could you have been ordering DVDs this whole time?
That is a good question. I don't know.
If I could have been ordering DVDs this whole time, I would have been so mad. Except, I would never.
You,
no, I would never return them. That'd be the issue. It was like with Redbox. You remember Redbox?
Yeah.
You know how many You know how many Redbox movies my family owns because I rented them and then lost them under the couch.
Dude, Redbox was expensive. After
like $40 of like, and then at one point you just own the movie.
Life Audio.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to Questions with Caden, everybody's favorite episode. Round of applause.
Hey!
Did we get that button?
Oh, I forgot.
How long would that take to do?
It's probably in there. I just don't know where to find
it. Hit like, it. How to push something.
Push the colored ones. You got to program it somehow.
Good thing we got two hands. Round of applause, everybody.
That was the air horn. I actually pressed the right one.
Did you get air horn?
Yeah. Here's applause. Going.
Woo! Wait, we can't hear it, though.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. It says it's going.
Can they hear it?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't think so.
Press it again.
We got crickets, chimes, rim shot, trombone.
I don't know.
Here's applause. And here's...
It might be whatever track that's considered. It's probably muted.
Cool. Well, we don't have the button, but we do have these.
Hey.
Everyone, round of applause. Hey, welcome, everybody. Welcome to What's Going On in the World, our favorite episodes as a squad. We are excited. Because we have a lot on the docket today. Couple quick things before we jump in. Number one, shout out Life Audio. As always, shout out You and Me Media and Court Acuna over here. Go to lifeaudio.com for podcasts like these ones. This one, I like forgot how to talk in tense. These ones is. And then you could also rent this studio space or creative space or podcasting needs or like. Yeah, all that stuff.
All of it.
UNMEmedia.co. Go there as well. Also, make sure you subscribe everywhere. Leave a rating and a review for us. I don't mean to be barking a bunch of orders at you guys right now. Please leave a review order or subscribe for us. That would help a ton. And yeah, we have 7 episodes left.
It's crazy.
In season 2, which is nuts. We have shot a new cover for season 3.
Oh, I'm bummed it's not coming out till season 3.
I know.
It's okay.
That's next season, though. Yeah. 7 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be great. I'm really excited. I love it. Courtney shot it, and she did a great job. Killed it. Excited to show you guys that.
Matt's face.
Matt actually did shoot a couple of them, too.
Yeah.
Maddie B's first photos?
No.
No.
Not my first photo. Come on.
No, sorry, dude.
People could be listening.
Yeah, I'm sorry. No, he takes a lot. If you need to hire him for photo or video, go ahead and go to.
He's completely lies.
Yeah. He super knows how to work every type of camera. Any camera.
All of it.
All of them. He knows what he's doing a lot. yeah, but hey, with that being said, on today's pod, two of my favorite people in the world, two of my favorite people to podcast with in the world, Miss Court Acuna. What up?
What up?
And Mr. Matty B. Barros.
What's up?
What's good? The jacket looks good on you.
Thanks, man.
That looks really good.
Whole new fit.
You look sharp.
Yeah, you look sharp, dude.
Thanks, man.
Are you you're just stepping it up.
Really trying to.
The mustache is insane.
That's what I keep hearing.
Insane.
Should I keep growing it?
Yes.
Just
hearing. Did you hear that accent?
Yeah. It's insane.
Thanks, man.
I really like it.
I'm doing No Shave November, so I'm going to bring the beard.
Yes. Down. I like bearded Matty B.
Yeah.
for the listeners, what's new with both of y'all? Anything?
Well, I put this disclaimer out in the last episode, but I just want to reiterate.
Yeah.
When I spoke in the last what's going on in the world, I really thought all of it was getting edited out, and that's all.
Okay.
That's what's new, Courtney?
That's what's new with you? What else is new?
Nothing.
Okay. Nothing?
Nothing Matt? For me either. It's all the same.
Okay, sick. Yeah, awesome. Court, I do have a bone to pick with you.
What? Oh,
I do have something I have to bring up.
Oh, God.
I'm scared. Only because I was pressed about it. And you made a promise to some podcast guests and listeners that you would be at Yona.
Ooh.
And there was, at Yona, was a lot of listeners there.
A lot.
Maybe 10.
Asking for Courtney.
And I'd say
10. There
was probably 10 listeners I met throughout the night.
Yeah.
Two, five. Yes, I would say...
Great
actor. 8 to 10. I'm serious.
Great actor.
Dude was there.
Whoa.
That's crazy.
Thinking, this podcast goes crazy.
And not all of them, but a couple of them sent his court here.
Oh, that's so sweet. I appreciate that.
Do you want to explain happened or why you lied to everybody?
Says thank you.
What happened, okay. Court? What was...
So I had the whole day blocked off. My sister was flying in town Wednesday.
I couldn't wait to meet her.
You had saved seats for me and my sister. And
front row left
my,
two open.
One of my clients calls me on Thursday morning and says we have to do a 911 shoot tomorrow, like for this branch, something. So
yeah,
911.
It was insane.
I had a 911 Yona urgent to save souls.
I even said, can we start at 8 so that I can be out of there by 2?
Because
it's quite the drive from Santa Monica. Also, my kid had a school dance right after school, and then the plan was to go from there to there. At 6 o'clock, it was 1:45 drive. I still had to swing by the dance.
6 o'clock, 7:45.
There was a lot to figure out. I was panicking. So I was like,
I didn't. You don't have to do this.
I know. Well, now I feel like I have to give context.
I'm kidding. I just wanted.
I was so confused where he was going with that. I was like, experience? What is he talking about?
What is call it the Yona experience.
You and everyone else.
Hey,
I'm just joking.
It's
always an experience. I did really want to be there.
I know. I'm playing with you. I know you had a lot going on. We're missing. We missed you, though.
I just haven't made it to one.
I know.
Yeah, it's crazy.
The only reason I had to bring it up is because last one you were like made promises.
I made such a big deal about it.
You made such a big deal.
I literally have them all on my calendar, but that one I was like,
I'm going. And then you had you even threw out the Matt and I will do a pre-Yona experience conspiracy podcast. So I just had to tease you
I'm
a bit.
Sorry.
No, we missed you. It's okay. There's going to be so many more Yonas.
I know.
Which, by the way, if you're listening, you are invited. You can go to yonanights.com. What a great segue. You can go to yonanights.com and check out where we'll be in 2024.
And I'll be there.
And she'll be at one of them, I'm sure.
Hopefully.
I'm sure of it. You got to come to Orange County.
Oh, for sure.
Orange County's going to go crazy. You got to go to Orange
County. I'll be there.
Matt will be there.
I'll be there.
Come on. Matt's a man of his word. All right, guys. We got a big old episode today. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7, and we have to have time for conspiracies with the court, which is our favorite segment. But let's do this. Let's pray. And then let's talk about some stuff. Am I missing something?
Well, Courtney, there's two...
Well, he told me to leave it blank. He told me not to fill it in.
Oh,
my conspiracy.
I don't
want to
know it.
Even though it's nothing profound.
I know.
I just have more details.
I just
want
to be shocked.
Okay. You're not going to be shocked.
Is your conspiracy Taylor Swift and Travis?
I do have a conspiracy about that.
Yeah, okay.
But it's not my segment.
Okay, let's pray. It's not my segment. She gets one.
She gets one for each.
It's not my segment. Remember last episode? Yeah, she's like, I get one for each. No. You get one.
I feel like it's allowed. It's needed.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah. No, my favorite was when she goes, it's only fair.
Yeah. Like we haven't.
Honestly, you're right. It is. That's on me. It's my fault. Okay. Let's pray. And then we'll just get down this list. I'm excited to talk about a bunch of these today. Yeah, let's pray. Lord, we love you. Help us to see everything that's happening in this world today through your lens, through a biblical lens. Give us hope. Allow us to have fun and just be in this conversation. This is a conversation we get to have fun together. And Holy Spirit, I just ask that you would not only just make this fun, but that you would make it profound. We love you, Jesus. It's in your name that we're doing this. And everybody said,
amen.
Amen. Okay. Amen. Let's get on the docket. Numero uno.
First one is Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
Big deal.
This is the last time in my life I want to talk about this. I am so over it. I'm so freaking over it.
I think that the NFL is making it way too big a deal. I think everybody.
Travis literally said that on that one podcast.
Just let me know when you're ready.
Oh, I did see that.
When you're ready for my conspiracy.
Okay. We'll talk. We got it. Yeah, just let it. We go. All right, now.
All right, come off the bench, Courtney. You're in the game. You're
off
in the game.
Bench. Get on in there, girl. So I think
my favorite. No,
she can start right now.
My favorite meme that I saw. My favorite meme I saw about all of this was a photo of Taylor like with her cup or something up, like just having the best time with Blake Lively next to her, and then it was Brittany Mahomes like stuffing her face with chicken, just looking like so miserable in the suite, in the same suite like next to her, and the caption was, never thought I'd ever relate to Brittany Mahomes in my life until now. And that's like literally like how I feel. I don't love her.
Brittany Mahomes?
Yeah. But I don't love Taylor Swift even more.
Yeah, facts. You know what's funny?
They're both just so mid.
Yeah, it's so funny. It's a crazy hot take over there in the corner. Just they're both so mid.
So many people are going to come at me for that.
What did you just say?
Cut that out.
But it's real. I mean, truly, though, like, don't get me wrong.
No, they are. Like, Taylor's music is just like, meh.
I just don't know why she's so famous, bro.
I don't get it.
It's just like, what?
Guys, quick pause. I'm stuck.
You have to buy me a new chair. I'm joking.
I'm buying Courtney a new chair. Oh, you know what I saw?
One snag.
Yeah, one snag. It's like dyed black underneath where I'm sitting, and I got to buy a new from
it is.
I know.
From you.
I know, from all my black jeans. Okay. I saw this meme, and it was like the only person who's losing in the Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce debate is Patrick Mahomes' wife. Yeah. Because she was like the face and everyone, like they would pan to her in the box. Now they're panning to Taylor. It's just funny. Like the first time I saw it when it was, because remember it was like rumor. It was like, oh, are they? Yeah. And then that one game, she's like in the box, like all buddy buddy with his mom. I go, they're moving way too quick.
3 days in.
3 days in, and she's with the mom, like, wearing matching jerseys with the mom. Like, it's just...
The NFL clearly just doesn't know how to act.
No, you're right.
They've never seen a star. Like, the NBA, like, star-studded all the time. You know, the quick pan. Yeah. Oh, perfect.
Hey, Bieber's in the crowd today.
Yeah, exactly.
And then just
and back
basketball.
To the game. Let's watch basketball. Yeah. NFL's just going crazy with this.
Dude, they're like 90% of the game just in Taylor's
I do not
things.
Need to know how Taylor reacts to every single play. I honestly don't care.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
I came here to watch football. Yes. If I wanted to watch Taylor, I'd buy an overpriced ticket. I'm here to watch football.
Buy an
dude.
Overpriced t-shirt.
Yeah, absolutely. I like
wear a bunch of, what, purple? Is purple a thing?
I think that was Bieber. I think it's wear those bracelets.
Oh, the bracelets. Wear a bracelet.
Wear a bunch of bracelets. Gosh. Yeah. I don't know. I think they're definitely both benefiting from it, though. Here's the question. Who's benefiting from it more? Is Taylor benefiting from dating Travis, or is Travis benefiting from dating Taylor?
Just tell me when you're ready for my conspiracy.
Go ahead. Let it run.
Okay. Thank you for asking.
Oh, wait. I will say this, though.
Travis is definitely benefiting, though.
Yeah, Travis, so? For sure.
100%.
Yeah.
He's getting all the Taylor Swift crowd.
Crazy. Yeah, but when
he has a podcast, why would he have time for a podcast?
No.
He's had
a podcast. It's one of the biggest podcasts in the world. It's been for the last 2 years.
No, I know. But I'm saying that, like, Taylor doesn't have a podcast. Like, I'm saying he has, she's not getting more streams from, like, he's
oh yeah, yeah.
He's not
moving
direct,
the needle for her,
right?
No football fan is going like, oh, it's
exactly.
Yeah,
that's what
no.
I was trying
true,
to
true.
Say. That's what I was trying
good
to
point.
Say.
Also, that is a very good point. I will say,
if anything, people like her less because of this.
Maybe, but I was going to say, Travis, this is a very short-lived needle move for him, because you go from being the Taylor Swift boyfriend that the Taylor Swift crazy fandom loves to being the ex that they hate. You only get one or two ways
yeah,
how this goes.
True.
All right, let it go. Game. Conspiracy with Courtney.
Okay.
This is not, just to be clear with the listeners, this is not the conspiracy.
This isn't the conspiracy.
Okay.
This is probably a little bit more relevant, though.
The fact that Courtney gets two segments on your show is just like wild.
Yeah.
No,
do you want a segment? What are you passionate about?
I wasn't going to bring this up.
I don't even want one. It's just like Courtney gets.
I wasn't going to bring this up. He put Kelsey Swift on the docket, and this is my thought.
So just naturally, I had to go conspiracy.
Okay. Are you ready? Are you ready?
I'm sensing some jealousy. I think Matt wants a seg. You want a seg?
I don't want one.
What do you want to talk about?
Yeah.
Like beef or something?
Beef? It's like a carnivore segment.
Yeah, carnivore segment. Remember, drink your raw dairy.
Yeah.
I know that Taylor Swift didn't put him on the map. I know that. But she did get him 300,000 new followers in a day.
That's crazy.
And within that day, on his Instagram, this ad comes out.
He also
Matt,
is the top.
Back me up.
He's also top five jersey sales in the NFL now.
Like of all time? Yeah, his jersey season. Sales went up 600% since
he's top five in the NFL. And but Travis Kelce is a big NFL name.
Sure.
Though, before then.
Absolutely.
But he's not doing more jersey sales than Patty Mahomes before this.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I don't know. I think, you know, did you hear about his jumpsuit? You know how, like, the first day they get seen walking? He's in that, like, all cloud, almost looks like clouds, like, jean jacket and denim.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that outfit?
Yeah.
You know what that outfit's called?
What is it called?
It's called the 1989 jumpsuit.
Yeah, I mean, definitely an agenda going on for sure.
You know what I think? I think there's, you know, you could take it one way where there's like this some political agenda, or you can just take it the other way where it's like what 90% of celebrities do when they date each other. It's just all like PR.
It's for sure just a PR relationship, but I just think that it would be foolish to not acknowledge there's a chance that this PR relationship is also highly incentivized by political people. I'm not saying that it is a political stunt. I'm just saying that they know that people of the stature do influence people for
the Nephilim are behind it.
Well, duh.
Well, that's obvious, Matthew.
All of our audience already knows that.
Yeah. The audience, everyone in their car just did this when you said that. Everyone driving and listening is like this.
Yeah.
Duh. Good.
Doesn't even need to be said.
No, I, yeah.
Here's, so it's not a conspiracy. It's just conspiracy. More like a...
More like facts. A what if. Here's my thought with it. Enough.
I don't care anymore.
Enough. I'm talking about it today because I know they want us to.
I was just
But other than that, enough. I want to watch football.
I was more impressed of the friends that she has, like Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively and Sophia Turner and all that, and Hugh Jackman being in the suite with her, showing up to the game and being in the suite
with
her.
Yeah, but Hugh Jackman probably heard just free box tickets at Arrowhead Stadium, and he was like, I'm in there.
Yeah, I'm just a little...
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in... Anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
It's just a little weird.
You don't think she's actually friends with all of them?
I think she could be, sure.
You think she's that close? She's that close to the mom? She got that close that fast? You know what Taylor gives me? Taylor gives me...
I think Taylor probably didn't want to spend $40,000 on a suite until...
I don't know.
After.
Taylor Swift gives me, goes in really hard, really fast, always vibes to me. Like, she gives me the...
You're saying that like it's an epiphany.
No,
like,
but she gives me the
like.
Have
you heard one of her songs?
No, but she gives me the vibe where like she shows up to like family dinner for the first time meeting the family and like has a nickname for the mom already and is acting like they've all been together.
Have you
forever.
Listened to Taylor Swift before?
I don't Not much.
Clearly.
Why is that?
This is just like such a revelation that I feel like you can only have if you've listened to like a decent, like you don't know her. You know what I'm saying? Like, how do you come up with this conclusion?
Well, because she walks, she's like been dating this guy for 3 days. She goes to the booth or the box, and she's in a full like Travis Kelce get up, bumping elbows with the mom. Like, dude, you met her.
Did you see the notes
10 minutes before the game?
The notes that were like leaked.
No.
Like someone found her notes that her team had made like for her, like who has like everyone's name in the box and like score win this or like say this
brutal,
or whatever.
Dude,
she has no idea what she's doing in that box.
That's crazy. She just, her phone vibrated and her manager goes, they're about to score. When you score in football is when you get into the end zone. The painted part.
Find someone to high five.
Yeah. Find. Freak out.
It literally, I'll show you. I'll read some of these.
All right. The next topic is most prenups in history from millennial marriages.
Don't laugh when you say it.
It's not funny. It's not even funny.
It's not funny. This is Courtney's, I think. Can you expand on it?
Okay. The reason why I thought I should put this in here is because while that is true, it's actually being framed as a positive thing.
Whoa.
It's being reported as there's the most prenups in history collectively from an age group, but it's based out of a place of respect and not a place of
concern. Interesting.
So it's
I read it with concern.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it is kind of concerning. My grandfather says,
who's that?
Yeah. My grandfather says, if you have a prenup, you have one contract to undo a covenant. That's what he says.
Wow.
That if you have a prenup, that you might as well just not even get married.
That's a wise
grandfather. That's a hot take. I'm not saying that I necessarily agree with it. Because if I ever got remarried, I would have one.
Why? Because the business really be popping like that?
It didn't work once. There's a chance it might not happen again.
Oh, you're saying if you got like a divorce, you'd
Yeah. And if I got remarried at that point, I'd be like, you know what? It didn't work before. So maybe
I could see
it's not going to happen again.
The only way I could see like a prenup maybe working is if like you are the son of like a really rich family, or like your family comes with so much money.
That's when like they can take half of what you own, right?
Yeah, and so you like you get married, and your family like has you sign one to protect the family.
Yeah,
I could see that.
The way that they're framing the,
and maybe it's like, and maybe it's because you know it can be certain terms, so maybe it's like a 2-year prenup. Like if you guys make it past 2 years, then like the prenup is.
Yeah, what the way that they're framing this though is that people are saying they don't want money to be the reason they stay together. So if a guy or a woman, let's just be sensitive. If a woman makes a lot of money and...
Do we have to be sensitive?
Yeah, we'll be sensitive.
Well, I was about to be really insensitive, so I just protected myself. That's why girls shouldn't play in the WNBA. Anyway.
Again, goes back to the back into the WNBA. Whoa. Every episode.
Said the WNBA.
Every episode.
Today's episode brought to you by the WNBA.
So... They're saying, like, basically someone's saying, I would never want you to stay married to me because you're scared to lose half of what you own.
Got it.
And so they're saying, fair. We'll sign a prenup almost out of a place of respect of, like, you worked for that. I don't need that. Like, I don't want that to be a reason to not want to marry me, and I don't want it to be a reason that you stay married to me.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think that, like, a prenup totally voids a marriage, in my opinion. It just totally negates the need for trust.
Yeah. Again, but if I ever got if for whatever reason I was in that position, I feel like I would.
Matt, what are you going to have Ellie do?
Well, is it... No, you whatever you do to share.
Yeah.
Is it not sign a prenup or sign a prenup?
Yeah, if you get a divorce, okay, there's you just split everything.
Ellie won't be signing anything.
Yeah.
I feel like if you grow together... Of course you should split it in half.
Yeah.
Even if the money, quote unquote, was made by one person, it still takes like two people to make that happen.
Totally.
You know?
Totally.
So,
yeah,
but
I
do
think
see
out of
how
pride. If you had a more like pride, like, oh, you didn't help me earn any of this.
Yeah.
That like,
it's all mine.
Yeah. Like that would just be such a selfish and prideful attitude.
Yeah.
To
cause
have.
To, like to me, in my mind, I go, marriage means you guys become one, which means all your stuff becomes one. Which
yeah.
Means all
I do get confused when people, I guess a prenup, like also you would have separate accounts. And to me, like, in marriage,
that always causes so many issues.
My gosh, it has to be one.
Yeah.
There's a lot of podcasts I've seen where they're like, oh no, like this is the best way to go. Separate bank accounts. Like I'm like, that just like,
I have a
separate.
You guys are
business partners.
Yeah.
Like that's all you are.
That's weird.
Yeah. Like that's so weird.
Yeah. I have a separate account that in my Capital app, which is technically a bank account, that I draw money from for things I want to save for, you know, like little, like I have like little fun goals, like a trip, like a vacation or like a new, like, computer or whatever, and I'll draw from our joint account to that account so that it's like saved for that reason, but I don't like deposit money that he doesn't see.
Exactly. I think my parents do the same thing. They do like a main savings account and each have like their own checking account from the savings account to be able to spend money.
It's called budgeting.
It's like it's a budget code, so they each have like their own personal account that gets like so much amount of money that they can spend for like kind of whatever they want. And then they have their main money. That makes sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, that feels right. I mean,
that was more like what I just thought it was fun to talk about, was just
the
fact.
It's so weird. You know what also is really weird? I just learned this the other day, that you know how most people say 50% of marriages end in divorce? It's actually a worldly statistic that's true. But if you take the statistics of inside the church, only 1 in 10 Christian marriages end in divorce.
That's nuts.
Which is actually a crazy statistic, because we even think that like, oh, all marriages end in 50%, doesn't matter, Christian, non-Christian, but that's not true. If you look at Christian marriages, only 1 in 10 end in divorce.
Wow.
And the rate is actually not that high if you're believers. And I, like, there was a bunch of other like positives in a marriage with being like both being strong believers.
I believe that.
Isn't that interesting?
Dave Ramsey says, if you agree on finances, faith, and what's the third one?
Family.
That you have whatever percentage of chance of making it.
Well, you know, Dave Ramsey is a marriage counselor. Anyway, next
one. Thanks, Dave.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. You know what? Dave Ramsey stuff is really cool. I like have a lot of respect for Dave Ramsey, but you can tell Dave Ramsey did not grow up in California.
Oh, for sure.
Hey, Dave, you want me to save up for my first house in cash? Cool. It's $1.5 million. Yeah. So, awesome. Yeah, I'll just buy it when I'm 85.
Yeah, exactly.
Not to come at Dave. We love you, Dave. All right, next.
He's like listening. He's like, dude, what are these guys talking about?
He's like, dude, this used to be my favorite podcast. What are they? Why are they coming?
I do like his, he calls it the snowball effect of like how to get out of debt. Yeah, so good.
I took, in college, I felt a little bit gypped, I'm being honest. I took one of my business like elective courses was, you could do a bunch of things, but there was a personal finance one. And I was like, oh, cool, I'll take a personal finance class. And I thought I was going to get like deep personal finance advice. It was just Dave Ramsey class. We just did a whole Dave Ramsey class. And I was like, dude, I could go to my local church for $50 and do a Dave Ramsey class.
Online, dude.
Yeah, what am I doing? But it was a very, like, I did learn a lot, and that was one of the things I did like was the snowball effect. It makes a lot of sense.
It's you like can really you attack have stuff. A, if you have a payment for one thing, pay it off, but then take what you were already used to paying and put it towards, like, pay the minimum on everything except one.
Attack
your smallest one.
And then
pay as much as you can on that one thing that you get used to paying that same amount, and then you add that to the next smallest thing, and you keep adding it and adding it and adding
next
it
thing you
until
know,
you're
like
out of debt.
Aggressively attacking your highest one. With a bunch of money every month.
That's good.
Yeah. If you guys need more Dave Ramsey advice, he has a great podcast called the Dave Ramsey Podcast. Is it called that?
I don't know.
Feels like it'd be called something like Faith and Money.
No.
Faith and Money.
It being the a self name show kind of like checks out.
Yeah, Dave Ramsey Podcast with Dave Ramsey. Okay, next one.
So many people do that though.
The Katie Fabrizio Podcast with Katie Fabrizio.
Next one. I really want to know what the Sadie Robertson Huff Disney backlash is about.
Yeah. Okay, so this is a good one.
Talk to me.
Let me talk to you. Okay, so Sadie Robertson Huff. She's got four names. And so she and her husband, Christian Huff, went to Disneyland with their daughter. Do they have two kids now?
I think she just had her second.
Okay,
like that
adds up maybe. With their family, and posted a video, and then they got a bunch of backlash because there's a lot of Christians boycotting Disney right now because of their stances on a lot of things. And kind of the ways that some pretty like evil stuff has come up about Disney in the past couple of months, including like the way they treat like kids who've worked on their shows and all that kind of stuff. And so she received like a lot of backlash from Christians, basically like attempting to cancel Sadie Robertson Huff because she went to Disneyland with her family. But she released like a really good video where she was basically like, hey, first of all, like, we're Christians. We should not be subscribing to cancel culture. That's like the biggest issue here, number one. And then she's like, number two, we're believers. We're called to be in the world, but not of the world. And being around, I think the word she said was like, being around sinners does not make you lose your holiness. And was like, me and my family can go to Disneyland. And it doesn't make us bad Christians. And she's like, and you can, two things can exist at the same time. You can go to Disneyland and then also disagree with some of the things that they're pushing on the other side. And she was like, I think we just wanted my daughter to go enjoy the things she likes, like Frozen and Moana. And those things aren't like bad. And we shouldn't be attacked. Yeah. Courtney goes, well, Moana is a demigod. And it's not of God. Actually, Moana would be considered a Nephilim. And
she'll talk about that later in her segment.
Yeah, conspiracy with Courtney talking about Moana and the Nephilim. But yeah, that was the overall consensus of the Sadie Robertson Huff Disney backlash. Just got attacked by a bunch of believers.
Yeah, that cancel culture, man. It's gnarly.
I don't agree.
Yeah.
Why some people, not all, some people just want to throw shade on the internet because they can't do it in person.
For sure.
But it is different when you have like, how many, over a million followers. It can feel like an endorsement when someone goes, it's because she didn't just go to Disneyland. She went and like posted, and like some people make thousands of dollars for doing that. So it is a little bit more than like you went to Disneyland. I could see how some people would be like, you're not just going to Disneyland, you're endorsing this business. Which I'm not saying, that's not my point of view. I'm just saying that's probably where this train started rolling, and then all these idiots just jumped on.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, it's just so stupid.
It is stupid, yeah.
It's so stupid that this is a headline. Like, you want to unsubscribe from every business that is doing evil things? Like, I'm sorry, but go live in the forest.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
Every piece of clothing, every company, they're all owned by the same companies. Did you know that Stone Rock owns 89% of the S&P 500? One company.
Blackstone, I think.
Blackstone, but it's the parent company of Blackstone.
Is Stone Rock?
I'm looking.
Yeah,
I don't want to be wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, they own so much of everything.
Yeah, I guess I could see how that kind of looks endorsement-y.
Did you
the picture? Yeah, the picture. I mean, I guess I could see.
Okay, Blackstone is a parent company of BlackRock.
BlackRock, got it.
BlackRock separated from the parent company. Oh, that just happened. I need to read up on that.
New headline.
Anyway, this one company owns all the companies. That's my point, is that one company owns 89% of all the other companies out there. Like, if you really want to boycott one company, like, you got to do it to all of them. And so that's where, when I hear crap like this, I'm just like, okay, well, take your car back, turn all the subscriptions off on your TV.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You can't, it just, and some people do live that way, and that's fine.
Trade in your iPhone,
you know, whatever. Like, it's
just. I just don't get, like, a lot of Christians, to me, it doesn't make any sense, because a lot of Christians will, like, be so quick to, like, backlash Sadie for something like this, but then they'll be silent on, like, the most, like, obvious topics they shouldn't be silent on.
Yeah.
Like, we're really quick to attack our own, but we're really not quick to, like, stand up for the things we believe when it gets pressed.
And these people probably all have, you know, Netflix subscriptions.
Yeah.
Or they probably all even have Disney Plus subscriptions for their kids.
Yeah.
But it's like they can't go to Disneyland or Disney World or whatever.
Yeah, my algorithm knows me so well. The only comment preview that I see literally says what I'm saying. To everyone commenting about where this beautiful family spends their money, if you are not a compound homesteader that raises your own food, makes your own clothing, and never frequents Walmart, Starbucks, Target, never watches a movie.
Or how about this? Okay. If you're on Instagram.
Yeah.
Seeing the video. Yeah. Like, shut up.
Yeah.
That's how, you know, I feel. It's just so dumb.
It's like, dude, if you're on Instagram seeing this, you're part of the same thing.
Yeah.
You're doing the same thing. You're just not realizing you're doing the same thing.
Yeah.
It's how do you, I'm not a parent, but like, how do you navigate with like Mila, obviously like not fully agreeing with like Disney and some of the things that they do and the imagery they show, but then also being like, yeah, but it's okay to watch this. Like the other day a commercial came on. I was watching Ahsoka. Great show, by the way.
Never heard
Star
of
Wars,
it.
Star Wars, Star Wars show. Nerd. And a commercial came on and it was like so not okay. Like such a disturbing commercial. And I was like, how am I going to let my kids watch TV, even streaming services now?
You can't. You literally, it's how honestly, are you doing that? It's hard. So we do shout out Yippee.
Oh yeah, Yippee.
We need to look into that.
Yeah.
We want Yippee to be a sponsor of Kaden's show.
I know.
Shout out Yippee app if you hear this. So we did download Yippee app as an alternative because the thing is not all of it's bad. Not everything on Netflix is bad. Not everything on Disney is bad. However, my 5-year-old can FaceTime, text, like she knows how to use the voice thing to search things. Like she's extremely educated and she can use the remote is what I'm getting at. So even if I see her watching something, I walk out of the room for 10 minutes, she could be watching something completely different and I don't know. She doesn't know if it's good or bad. Yeah. Like that is our job as parents, is to be sensitive to the spirit on some of these things or on all of it. The way I handle it is like, what's the spirit behind it?
Yeah.
So like Moana, for example, when she was, and I'm sure people disagree with me on this and that's fine. This is just how I've taken it step by step. I wasn't allowed to watch any Disney. I was that kid. I wasn't allowed to watch Disney growing up. I've still to this day never seen Harry Potter. I've never seen Lord of the Rings. Like I've literally never seen.
Lord of the Rings is written by a Christian though.
I understand. But imagery wise.
True. Got it. Yeah.
It also came out when I was like a little kid.
Yeah,
so like yeah, yeah. My parent, you know, it was PG-13 and I couldn't go.
You would love it. It's good.
I was literally under 13.
Yeah.
So all of that. So I was raised that way. And then fast forward, I'm 16 watching The Lion King at like in high school finals day or whatever. And I'm like, it's a very sad movie. And there was a moment of like, oh my gosh, this is really sad. Like this movie is so sad. You're watching like someone's dad get murdered.
Oh, spoiler alert.
Anyways, there was a moment where I just did think, okay, I don't know if this is the reason my mom didn't let me watch this or if it was because of like the scary hyenas or like whatever the thing, whatever the reason was, I don't know. But this is a really kind of sad movie. And at 5 years old, that's sad and like pain, like you're letting your child experience pain, whatever. It's more of just like filtering that behind it. So Moana was the first movie that Mila would ever sit and watch, and she wanted to watch it over and over. She got to the point that over this period of time that she would watch it over and over, the older she got, even just by a couple of months, the scarier some of the scenes became because she was just growing up, even though she had seen it 100 times. And so there was a moment where I was like, I feel like I need to turn this off.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's just how we should handle anything, is like inquire of the Holy Spirit, like, is this something I should be doing? Yes or no? Like,
yeah.
Not everyone's convictions are same. Also, I don't think everyone's held to the same standard. I think as believers, we are supposed to be in this world, but not of it. But I also think that people have different callings on their life, and it might be right for one kid to watch something and not right for another kid to watch. But I think it is different. And I think that if you don't feel convicted to do something, then don't do it. If you feel convicted, lean into that. Like, I think the more you inquire, I do, into the Holy Spirit and like ask him, I think you will find actually you will remove a little bit more than you probably anticipated from your child's life or whatever it is. But we do go to Disneyland.
Yeah.
Mila, probably because we are sensitive to the spirit, she is sensitive to the spirit. And there are things that she does not like and she does not want to go on, and she doesn't want to go on that ride. And I'm like,
Haunted Mansion.
This is literally not scary. I went to the Haunted Mansion for the first time this year.
Not my favorite.
But I'm just saying, like,
I speak in tongues the whole time on that ride.
That's kind of like the point. It's just like my parents didn't let me watch any of that. But like, also, I'm the one that my friends call when they like feel like they're dealing with like a dark spirit or something or whatever. So I think that it all comes down to like what you're called to do and what you're not called. Like, just ask the Lord. He'll tell you.
Yeah.
It's different for everyone. I kind of feel like, no, I don't think I there's like one right or wrong thing.
I look back at my life too. And I think about all the things my mom and dad like didn't let me watch that at the time. I was like, they're so lame. That now I'm like, dang, I'm so happy they didn't let me watch that stuff.
Well, there's some, I've like missed it a couple times. I think like Mila will want to watch something and I'll let her. And I'm like, oh, I don't think I should. And then I end up regretting it later. She had an audition for a show, a cartoon show. And I went and watched it because I don't let her watch it. I went and watched it and I was like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. And I let her do the audition, which I regretted instantly. Like the whole time the Holy Spirit's telling me no, no, no. And I let her do it. And because it's better to do it and then say no than to just like say no to the audition.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, all right, I'll let her do it. And then we got the script and I'm like, oh my gosh, no. Like, I don't want her speaking this over herself crazy. Over and over. Like, she's like saying this. And then she got asked to be in a horror film.
No shot, dude.
And I was like,
zero shot.
First, they asked if we would be interested in her doing a film because of the strike and everything. And like, she's not union. So like, all this stuff, big discussion. And I'm like, sure. We finally get to like, okay.
But and
then
they
just tell us it's like based in Mexico City and like all this. And then they tell us like, it's like they knew that we would probably say no. They got to the point that we had said yes for them to them tell us like, okay, well, she'd be the main character that's like father-daughter role and it's like a horror film and all this stuff. And I was like, literally instant response. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. No, we're not interested. Like, she's really sensitive to spiritual things. And I just feel like I'd be doing a bad job of like letting her into that whole scene literally at this age. Sorry.
No shot, dude. No shot. Yeah, I think as a parent, obviously you got to be aware and like protect. And I have a lot of thoughts. I just like, I don't know. I just think about being a parent a lot. And I'm like, I don't know how you, at some level, you're going like, man, there's so much happening right now.
Yeah.
Like, how do you protect? And then the other side, I'm like, dude, like people are mad that Sadie Robertson Huff is like taking their kid, like her kid to Disneyland. But like, there's actually things in the world that matter.
Yeah.
Like people are like killing babies. You know, like there's like things in the world that actually matter and you're mad that she's going to Disneyland. Like, care about something that matters, please, for like 10 seconds and put some energy into something that matters. And maybe this world, we see some impact. I mean, Sadie Robertson does so much for the kingdom.
Yeah.
She works so hard to encourage people to share the gospel, to be a light. She works so hard. You know, she was in the entertainment industry for so long. I'm sure she has overcome a lot to be a person that is speaking at conferences, sharing the gospel, writing books, creating resources, pouring into women. Like, and she goes to Disneyland and you're mad? Like, chill. You know, like, go care about something else. I don't know. I'm frustrated. Anyway, let's talk about something else. Next one. But yeah, that's great input, Court. You're a great parent.
Thanks.
You're doing great.
Try hard.
You're not a try hard, you're a good parent. She's like, I'm just a try hard.
Next one is Utah football players get trucks, but the walk-ons get nothing.
Dude, that's so funny.
I mean, fair.
Yeah, but tell, give the scenario.
So you got I don't know how many scholarship athletes are on like a D1.
Probably 20.
I'm going to say.
Look that up. Look up. Because yeah, I think it's an NCAA standard. How many? I think they get a certain amount of money they can scholarship.
Did you know that while he's looking that up, that for every scholarship, you probably do know this since you played D1 tennis, right?
Yeah, D2, but yeah.
She said D2, but yeah.
You should have just like let me say it.
I'm an honest man.
Yeah, you're an honest guy.
That's part of my story too. I should have gone D1. It's just the way it goes.
Every scholarship that they have for one sport, they have to give equal amount to the other sex in that same sport.
No, that's not the rule.
Yes, it is.
The rule's double. That's why, like, women's... So at my
school...
What
do you mean double?
So at my school, the women got 7 or 8 full ride scholarships for tennis. Men had 4.
But that could have been because maybe you didn't have a golf team or, you know what I mean?
Oh, so there has to be... So they have to distribute those scholarships throughout the programs.
Yes.
Got it.
Yes. So that's why it's really easy for, like, a girl to get a golf scholarship or whatever.
Yeah.
Did you find it?
Did you know that there's actually, like, the reason you see a lot of men's, like, sports going under? Like, a lot of schools are getting rid of their, like, men's football and basketball and men's tennis, but you still see women's tennis, women's softball. Because with Title IX, you can't get rid of women's sports either.
Hmm.
So programs are having to essentially get rid of their men's programs that do make them revenue to keep women's programs that don't.
Yeah, I mean, I feel it because it is normal to take away girls' sports because if you have to have a team of the same sport, you have to give them the same amount of scholarship. So it's easier for them to not have like a girls' soccer team. You know, you get where I'm going. That's why Title IX was implemented, but I'm saying it makes absolutely no sense.
It doesn't help anybody.
It doesn't help
anybody. So here's a little fun fact.
Okay.
The easiest sport to get a D1 scholarship in is women's ice hockey.
That checks out.
Actually, the easiest way to get a D1 scholarship is to be a man and pretend you're a woman.
Yeah, facts.
That's easy. D1 FBS teams can give full ride scholarships to 85 athletes.
Wow.
But I don't know if they're giving all 85 scholarships.
Maybe this is a better search. Ask how many Utah football players were full ride. Because then that would tell us how many trucks they gave. So basically, as you look that up, I'll give the rundown. So basically, Utah, which, ugh, hate Utah.
And for anyone who didn't know, used to, how many years has it been? 2 years? 3 years?
What?
An athlete could not 85. Receive...
NIL, yeah. Continue. They could not receive money.
Any type of monetary
bribery,
value. Yeah, anything.
Trade. You couldn't, like, donate them a car.
They couldn't be in any, like, paid advertising.
None
like,
of that
nothing.
Stuff. What the NCAA and schools could do, though, is they could use their faces to advertise and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And, like, they didn't have to pay the athletes.
So the Crimson Collective, the NIL group supporting Utah Athletics, is presenting a truck to each one of the 85 scholarship members of the football team. The history-making deal is estimated to be in the 7 figures.
That's insane.
Yeah, but also, what truck was it?
It's a Toyota.
So Toyota could have sponsored that too.
So it's an NIL deal with a local Toyota dealership.
Dodge Ram 1500.
They could have like split it with them or something. You know what I mean? In exchange, because they know they're going to get all this coverage.
So they're
Blenders,
probably
the eyewear.
With Colorado. Deion
Sanders, their sales went up in one day, $1 million. And then he bought the whole team. Like, he hands them out everywhere. All together, since Deion Sanders became the head coach, Blenders Eyewear has gone up $5 million in revenue.
Insane.
So that's what I'm saying. Insane. Like, this dealership could have, like, gifted some of that.
I'm sure they gifted
or
a lot of it.
Or split it, you know.
Or I'm sure what they're doing is gifting a lot of it, and you're going to see Utah Dodge on the side of the stadium for the next 10 years. Yeah. Like,
these kids are but think about that. 85 kids are now driving around a
brand new Dodge
truck
around
campus.
Honestly, it's kind of genius.
It's a $70,000 truck.
Yeah.
That's insane. I love NIL. I think these athletes are finally getting what they deserve. Like, I obviously wasn't like a D1 athlete, but like as a college athlete, you're working really hard. Like, you're waking up early. Our schedule was like waking up at 4:30, 5 a.m. lifts, going to class, going to practice, practicing for 3 hours, coming home, doing your homework, going to bed, wake up, do it again.
You know what I love about the potential of the NIL deals is the fact of, so I think before we saw college football be like college football was just, the level of play was insane.
Yeah.
And then you saw them get to the NFL, get paid, and then they would drop off. What I'm hoping that we see is now, since these players are used to getting paid, that the level of play just continues
to increase.
Because you play for the love of the game when you're in college, and then you get that money, and you're like, okay, well, now I don't really have to love the game as much because I'm getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping that we see that continue now in like the NFL, and like when they get these million dollars, like they're used to making $1 million now. So it's like not a huge shift when they get to the NFL. So I'm hoping that it stays.
Yeah, but do you think there's a negative effect?
Yeah, well, potentially. I don't know how much negative it is. I think when I think about it in like athlete terms, I think you work most of your life. A lot of these athletes have worked most of their life to get to that level. They've worked day in, day out, hard. Their families have sacrificed a lot of time and a lot of money to get these kids, these students to this level with the hopes that they can get to the top level, go pro, and start making money that would support themselves and their families.
Yeah.
And I think what NIL has allowed is that it's allowed college to be that place where you can get rewarded for your hard work a little bit sooner. Mm-hmm. And as an athlete, you know that like any day can be your last day on a field, on a court, in a swimming pool. Like it can be your last day any day. And so I think, you know, I've seen a lot of people, I know a lot of people that like they were this close to making it and allowing how hard they worked to make them money one day. They got hurt and they couldn't do it. I think you're seeing athletes in college, they're finally getting a little bit of monetary reward for all the hard work that they put in. And the reality is you have a lot of people in the NIL now in NCAA making money, top all the way to the bottom. You have people making money. And but only a small percentage of those people are actually going to go to the NFL.
Yeah.
So they're getting like 1%. So they're getting a large like boost in life early before ever making it to the NFL, and most of them never will.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think it's cool. I think the question in locker rooms as a student athlete is always like, where's the money? Because you're grinding, you're walking in and you're seeing your face on a poster that's telling people to come buy tickets to come to your thing. And then you get like a free pair of shoes and like your school paid for. You know, it's like, you're going, where's the money? You know, you're like, yeah. You want to see it. So I think they're finally getting to see like, you know, I just feel like if someone's making money off your face, you should probably be able to make a little bit of money off of it too. Yeah. A little bit. The NCAA is a $1 billion industry.
Yeah.
And you have students that like have a hard time feeding themselves during school because they can't work as a student athlete. So, yeah, I think it's good. I like it. I'm a big fan.
I mean, I do think though too, even with the influx of younger people making money, I do think that there needs to be an outlet for them to learn how to
for sure
manage it.
Well, yeah, now you have these college dudes driving Rolls Royces around
you
campus.
Guys, got 18-year-olds.
That's more of my, like, just the only, like, thing that needs to be watched out for these kids is, like, do they have people helping them manage it?
Yeah, well, that's the part that most schools have now an NIL department where they have, like, basically agents and, like, people are supposed to be helping you manage your money and manage your deals.
Yeah.
Because all the deals now go through the schools. Like, I don't think you can have a singular agent yet, right?
I don't know.
You have to, like, go through the NIL stuff through the school.
That makes sense.
To, like, process, like, the deals that you're making. But the money they're making is crazy. Like, Caleb Williams at USC, this year he's already made $5.8 million.
I wonder how much Deion Sanders' son has made.
He's the second highest earning at, like, $4.8 million.
And this guy's the first?
Caleb Williams is the first, yeah. And then you have
he's
like
just a baller. Though.
Travis Hunter has made like $3 million already. He's played in 3 games.
And that's the crazy thing too is now you have players who honestly aren't the best, but their personality is
they're marketable
is crazy. Then they're just marketable.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like now you have these players who maybe even potentially wouldn't have gone pro will go pro just because everybody knows their face.
Also, there's NIL deals happening at the smallest of levels at local colleges. Yeah. A buddy of mine told me about one of his friends that went to a small school like in Alabama or something. And it's like a smaller D1 school. It's not like Alabama, University of Alabama. And he got a small NIL deal with a local air conditioning company for $50,000.
Nuts.
They're putting his face on their trucks.
So cool.
And he made $50,000. He's a sophomore in high school.
So cool.
You know, it's like, that's awesome.
So
good
cool.
for that kid.
Yeah.
You know, but... Yeah, Caleb Williams at $5.8 million is wild.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So much money, dude.
How old is that kid?
He's a junior or senior at USC. I think he lives in like a penthouse in LA.
Definitely.
Yeah. He doesn't even live on campus.
He's 21.
Insane. $5.8 million.
Born in 2001.
That's wild. When were you born?
2000.
Yeah, it's nuts. Wow. Good for that guy. Okay, next one. Should we go into our segment? Conspiracies with Court.
I think we should.
All right. Should we roll some new music?
Let me set up.
Should we get some new music for you?
We should. Okay.
Welcome to our favorite segment of What's Going On in the World, where the one and only Courtney Acuna brings on her conspiracy of the week.
Okay, so when I said you're going to be disappointed, it's because it's not a new relevant conspiracy. It's just something that I've recently
been dabbling into. Okay.
So, and Matt has brought it up once, but about the landing on the moon being fake.
Oh.
I've been in this black hole, no pun intended, on
I'm into this
fake space.
Mm-hmm.
If you look up fake space on TikTok.
Oh yeah.
I didn't really like, even when he brought it up last time, I was like, oh, gosh, like if I hear one more person say the earth is flat, we never landed on the moon, like that whole thing.
Yeah.
Okay. The moon. I just want to start with the moon landing.
Wait, let's
think about this.
So do you think the earth is flat?
No.
Okay.
Do you?
I don't know. I'm not at liberty to say. My lawyer might get mad.
Dude, Ellie's fine. Just say.
My lawyer? It's not Ellie, yeah. Dude.
It's not Ellie, dude.
So what year did we land on the moon, technically?
I think it was last year.
Okay. The moon is... Isn't the moon... I'm pretty sure the moon's like 26,000 miles away. Yeah, the moon is 238,000 miles away.
1969.
That's so far, 1969.
July 16th, 1969 to July. Apparently, we landed on the moon for about a week. July 24th was...
So, that's my point. So, you're telling me that in 1969, however many years ago... 50 years ago.
Yeah.
We broadcasted live from the moon.
Go there. We didn't even have Wi-Fi.
But since then, haven't been further than like 200 miles out into the... Like, what? Like, literally none of it makes sense.
239,000 miles we broadcasted from 239,000
live.
Miles. Live. Live broadcast
across the globe.
Out of the atmosphere.
Unless it was Nephilim, it wasn't possible.
That's like, what I'm saying, yeah.
Look at these photos. It's literally just black in the background. Like, yeah. there's literally nothing real about this.
Didn't Neil Armstrong just die and he said it was all fake?
Yeah, Neil Armstrong came out and was like, it's fake. We never went to the moon.
Okay. Then, in this scroll of fake space.
There you go, Courtney.
If you, there was this video that came up. Did I send it to y'all?
I don't even finish your sentence.
Don't even know what video you're talking
about. I don't know yet.
This guy is on Google Earth.
You did send this to
us. Yeah, okay.
Wait, I sent this to you.
No, you didn't.
I didn't get this video.
I did send it to y'all.
Yeah, she did.
You just didn't watch it.
You jerk.
You got it.
Whoa.
It was probably at 3 a.m. Hold on. I'm
what a turn of events.
Going to our
it was a crazy
conspiracy group message on Instagram.
You don't think the earth is flat?
I don't necessarily think the earth is flat.
I have a question, though. Could you question at least that maybe the earth is flat?
So my faith in the vastness of space, it's hard for me to imagine that truly the world is flat. But I get that could be wrong. Like, when I see these photos of space, it is hard for me to be like, that's not real. So there's just, like, a lot. And I've only been on, like, a couple nights worth of deep scrolls. I need to, like, really hop back in on the laptop.
Yeah,
and, like,
get in there.
Get really in there. But
get in there deep.
So that's my... It's not as out there today. It's just more of, like, if you just go search fake space, you will see all the evidence.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. After a couple of those videos, I go, whoa.
There's just so many, and they're all. It's not all from one source. Like, sure, NASA is a heavy-handed entity in this equation, but like, as far as like the media and different clips that are coming out from this, like the photos and like different things, like it really is like at the end of the day, there's only so many people that actually have access to our atmosphere and like what's out there. And as much as I don't want to believe space is fake, it's not. But yeah. I see the shooting stars. But there are a lot of people that believe that it's not. We're basically under a huge dome. Like, there are people that really think that out there.
That we live in a dome?
Yeah.
I think the earth is flat. I think, like, trying to put a decent biblical perspective on it, because that's... that's what I want to try to do with all this stuff, because I think it can just get crazy at some point. But if the enemy wants us to be deceived, and deception is like one of his greatest goals for humanity, I think that it could be just sheer, like, they're just trying to deceive us into believing something that isn't true. And I think that,
yeah,
that's where I'm like, maybe. And I'm not saying that I believe in a flat earth and a no space. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that I wouldn't be surprised, because everything that the media usually tells us, everything that we're told by the government, is usually not true.
Yeah.
So that's my only thing of like, then why would I just start now believing?
The thing that sells me the most was your first point. They live streamed from the moon. No.
Didn't they like call on a landline too? Like, what? Weren't they like, yeah, like receiving,
yeah,
phone,
like they're making,
and they were
calls
there for multiple days. Like,
there's
just
no cell phone service. There's,
and the moon is no 230,000 miles away.
230,000 miles away. It would take them days to get there.
I just,
no matter how fast you're going.
Yeah.
Like, don't I see, part of me, and I guess it is all like relative, if space is not real, but like
the TV still did this thing on the top.
I really
like,
but don't you
does
feel like it's a little bit sad that like everything we've imagined, the heavens and the earth, God created the heavens and the earth to be like, for it to not exist would feel weird.
Like, for space not to exist.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that, like, can't heavens exist in, like, a spiritual realm?
For sure. But that's what I'm saying. If that's all true, that would be kind of sad. You can't grow up and be an astronaut if you want. I tell Mila that
fake
all the time.
I don't know. Yeah, I think, I wouldn't be surprised if now we can actually get to the moon, if that's real. If that's a real thing we can do.
Supposedly, 4 days ago, China just landed on the moon.
Yeah, so, like, I'm like, for the first time.
Like, when you ask the question of why, why would we fake it? It was because it was a race between,
yeah, we
like
were in a
China
Cold War
and
with,
yeah,
Russia.
Yeah, Russia.
China got last.
Yeah, China got last. Wait, so does China, does that mean the moon is ours, though, since we got there
no
first? That's not how it works.
I think that was the idea with sticking the flag in the,
like, we
in
own
the ground,
moon now.
But I don't think
when
that's,
I was
really
a kid,
good.
I always felt like the U.S. owned the moon. When I was a kid, I'm like, oh, yeah, we have the 50 states and the moon.
Right? The sun is Russia's.
Yeah, the sun is. Fortunately, we weren't able to get there before Russia, but we got the moon. So we got the light at night, which is great.
Remember when they made like Pluto like not a planet?
Bummer for Pluto.
Dude, everyone was like, no, man, Pluto was my favorite. Yeah. Gosh.
Bummer for Pluto. Yeah. Remember, I just imagine like Pluto getting that notice.
Yeah, they were sad.
Yeah, Pluto was bummed.
They shed a tear for sure. Where
Pluto's like, oh, I got some mail. This is cool.
Yeah.
I'm what?
They got served? Yeah. What?
I'm not a what? Hey, round of applause for Court. That was quite, that was Conspiracy with Court.
I feel like that was tame. That was good.
That was tame. Good way to walk us in, because you had both of us behind you.
And if you're not with me, just, again, fake space.
Yeah, TikTok. All right, well, now that was Conspiracy with Court. We're closing it.
That was kind of Conspiracy with Caden, to be honest.
Third time. I was just engaging in the conspiracies.
I appreciate it. Usually
I'm trying to get over the last, since we've started, I'm usually very disengaged. Since we've started, TikTok has started to hear that we're talking about conspiracies. They're throwing them my ways, and I'm getting a little bit in there. I'm just going to say,
I love it.
Also, that conspiracy, the cave one, came from my Nephi research when I was doing the research for the Nephi episode.
I want to just like Google an image of it. We can move on, but
of a Nephi.
If I'm looking at my phone, that's what I'm doing. Of the national park system.
So bummed out, dude.
Whoever said that, besides your dad, because his opinion reigns.
Just calls out your dad.
Most respect. Anyone else, though, shut up and get out of my way.
She should shut up and get out of my. And she's still everyone's favorite.
I don't know how.
Mind-boggling.
I don't think I actually am. Well, that's the funny thing.
I think I might take the.
Yeah,
take the crown.
I think Matt's
off of
taking
one
the crown.
Absolutely. Today, for sure. For sure. I think we should do.
Why? Because he laughed at me for whistling for so long.
I just feel like that was so relatable, you know? Like.
Okay. I think it's it. Is that it? Hey, here's my thing for y'all, and I started this in the Nephi app, and I'm going to say it again. All of this is crazy. Great stuff. Flip to the back of the book. Flip to the back of the book. We know who wins. God is still good. He's on the throne. He's got a plan. And if you're more concerned about prenups, Utah football players, Sadie Robertson, T-Swizzle, and Travis Kelce than you are about spending time in the Bible and getting to know Jesus. We've got it mixed up. So I just want to encourage you, continue to pursue Jesus in a relationship with him. And a lot of these things are going to be ironed out with a little hope deposited in your soul. Flip to the back of the book. Love you guys. Catch you in the next one.
I'm Billy Yancey, entrepreneur, fitness cowboy, father, retired Navy cornerback, and now podcast host. Listen to my new show, Billy and the Goat, on Life Audio. Happy listening.